Today's scriptures are about two expecting mothers. One is of Mary and the child who we've come to know as Jesus, who will be born in a few centuries. The other is of an older woman, Elizabeth, supposedly too old to conceive. Both very unexpected pregnancies for both of them, as well as, I'm sure, for their husbands. And when Mary comes to see Elizabeth, without the two even exchanging a word, she knows that Mary is pregnant too. Both know that there's something special about each other's babies. During Advent, we are going to unwrap Christmas. We're going to look deeper into who God is and the child born in a manger who right now is under wraps. You know, when a baby is on the way, isn't there always such a great sense of expectancy? And that's what the Advent and the Christmas season is for those who follow Jesus. We wait with expectant hope, not just for a bunch of gifts under the tree, but for the true gift of the season. One of the first thoughts that came to me as I was looking at this passage is how God wants to surprise us. And God will, won't he? Do you want anything to change for you this Christmas? Maybe. Maybe not. Just know that God does. Because just as babies and children grow and change, our lives can grow and change and be transformed and be redeemed at Christmas. I like this time of year. I like that people are willing to help one another. I like the chill in the air. I like watching Alastair Sim as the Scrooge. I like the music, some of it more than others. I like the carols. I like the decorations, the shopping for gifts, and I like collapsing at some point with a mug of hot soup or a hot drink. And yet I know that even in all these days leading up to Christmas, and even Christmas itself sometimes can seem so predictable, so stale, I still believe that the full realization of Jesus' birth can breathe new life even into the most tired of spirits. This much I know. Our God is an expectant God. And our Savior loves an expectant heart and spirit in his people. And I believe that the Lord is eager to surprise us with the gifts of his goodness and of his love. And I pray that each one of you will keep your eyes open, your heart and your mind open, and look for Jesus to break into your world in a beautiful and in a loving way, even where you don't expect him. The second thing that came to my mind about this passage is that part of following Jesus is to expect the unexpected. That can be real hard for people like me who like to have things fairly organized and compartmentalized and don't always do well with big surprises. St. Luke's gospel doesn't start out with shepherds or angels or even wise men gathered around nativity. Luke's gospel begins with an expectant mother, but not the one we might anticipate. There's no pregnant teenager here. Instead, we find a very mature woman named Elizabeth. She's been married for decades to her husband Zechariah, who's a priest. And she's dreamed for many years of being a mother, but now she's no longer in the age bracket that expects little bundles of joy to arrive. You've heard of Hallmark's Christmas special and Goofy's and Mickey's Christmas special. This is Luke's Christmas special right here. Instead of hot flashes, she's getting morning sickness. It's an amazing miracle that's happening to her. God has special plans for the baby growing inside her. He's going to be the prophet, the forerunner, known as John the Baptizer. And he's going to be the one who points the way to the coming Messiah. Imagine the questions around those dinner tables. It'd make Downton Abbey blush. How could Elizabeth be pregnant at such an advanced age? How could Mary, a virgin, be pregnant at all? What's with all these angels popping up and announcing things? Mary and Elizabeth couldn't have been at two more different stages of life. Here they are. Anti-acne cream meets anti-wrinkle serum. Pampers meets Depends. Pedialyte meets prunes. But it shows us this. It shows us that God's plans aren't stopped because of our age or our health or whatever we're going through. The real question is, are you willing? Are you willing to get on board with what God is doing? And so we hear Mary and Elizabeth's reply. This also shares with me that God is an expectant God. The people of Israel were thinking great palaces, not stinky mangers. They were hoping for crowns, not crosses. We have the benefit of history. We have the benefit of hindsight. We can see that Jesus' birth would be only the first of many ways that he would defy everyone else's expectations, right? But they got it unwrapped for them every day. He was a friend to sinners. He sought out the least and the lost. He pulled in the people who were on the margins and brought them in. Jesus went off script. And people didn't know what to make of him. They expected one who would ride into the holy city on a white stallion, the beast of a conquering king. Not on a burro, the beast of a poor man with his toes dragging on the ground. Jesus was the gift that everyone needed, but no one expected. The perfect gift under wraps. Isn't it a great feeling to find the perfect present for someone you love? The perfect present. You buy it and you keep it under wraps until the big reveal on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and you're expectant and eager and you're excited to give such a good gift to someone you love. I think that for many people, that's the reason why we give presents. That's what makes it all worthwhile. To get that look of joy, to get that look of surprise, that response that says, I wasn't expecting that. I think that's why we give Christmas gifts. Well, imagine this morning. Imagine God as that same expectant giver. Just waiting on that first Christmas morning, holding in his hand the gift of Jesus Christ. Knowing that since the beginning of time, that God would give this gift one day. And that Jesus would step into history and turn the world upside down. The night the angels sang, that was the big reveal. Launched on Christmas Day. In the form of an infant. Jesus is the gift that changes everything. So I want to ask you this morning, what are you expecting for Christmas this year? What are your hopes for this season? Most of us likely will observe the same family traditions, pull out the same decorations, we'll eat meals with some of the same foods. maybe even on the same plates, maybe even with the same spoons, right? And if your family's like my family, there'll be old familiar phrases that will come out in our families. Phrases like, well, I really shouldn't eat so much, but it's only once a year. Or, I've been naughty and nice, Santa. Let me explain. I was 12. My parents asked me what I thought I might want for Christmas. And whatever I said, I remember saying a horn and a signal for my bike. And Christmas came, and after opening all the presents, no horn, no signal. At some point, I looked out the picture window, and there on the porch was a new bike with horn and signal. We kids were very fortunate that our parents strived to exceed our expectations. They enjoyed it when they surprised us with the unexpected. Jesus is a Messiah who doesn't meet our expectations. He exceeds them. And my heart hurts for people who are stuck thinking that Jesus didn't match their expectations. And I guess in some ways, perhaps to some people, he still doesn't. But the truth is, he's exceeded them. He's got something better for you, maybe even greater things, something better for us, something better for our church, for our world. So my prayer is, Lord Jesus, you came when we least expected. Do it again. Come and surprise us again. Amen.